After the latest school shooting, the California Assembly has passed a bill that would allow co-workers, employers, and school faculty and staff to seek gun violence restraining orders. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford explains.
Currently, only family or law enforcement can ask a judge to temporarily confiscate a gun owner's firearms. Friday's school shooting in Texas framed the debate over whether coworkers and employers should also be able to seek a gun violence restraining order. Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting is the measure's author.
I really do ask that we don't just send thoughts and prayers, but that we do some action. We send some action to students, to families who really are scratching their heads and wondering what we can do to stem the violence in our schools.
Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez objected to the connection between the bill and the 17-year-old accused of the shooting.
That young man, not only did he take weapons that were not his own, were not registered to him, he wasn't even old enough to have them. So this type of bill, I think it's inappropriate to use that scenario as the reason for this bill.
California first implemented gun violence restraining orders in 2016. That same year, Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a measure similar to this one, calling it premature. The bill now moves to the Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.